My subject is the seminal case of Octane Fitness, and there's probably nobody in the room who hasn't at least heard of it, if not relied on it to some degree. It stemmed from an interpretation of 35 U.S.C. 285, which is the provision of the patent statute that talks about when fees can be awarded. And I believe that the shorter a statute is, the more devilish it will become. And this is a single sentence statute, and we've managed to find three requirements in it. You have to prevail, and there's some case law that talks about when you've done that. That's not the topic, but those cases are out there if you have any doubt. It has to be an exceptional case, and most of my seminar is going to focus on what exactly that means and how it's probably getting less certain, not more certain. And then, of course, the trial court is allowed to exercise discretion, which usually means that they can either not award them or reduce them. Some brief history, and I'm going to cover some of these preliminary slides pretty quickly because this is now well-settled law, but to the extent that you care, the American rule, which says that all parties will bear their own fees, existed until 1946 without the legislation speaking to it. Section 70 gave the courts discretion to award fees in or about 1946, and then, of course, in 1952, Section 285 was added, and now we have to contend with what constitutes an exceptional case. Well, what did that mean before Octane Fitness was decided? Well, there was a case called Brooks Furniture, decided by the Federal Circuit in 2005, that attempted to lend certainty to this pesky little phrase. And it did so in what I would consider typical Federal Circuit fashion. It came up with a test.